आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा, द हेडलाइंस। मोस्ट एग्जिट पोल्स प्रिडिक्ट लैंडस्लाइड विक्ट्री फॉर बीजेपी लेड एनडीए इन लोकसभा इलेक्शंस। Over 62% polling recorded in 7th and final phase of parliamentary elections. Counting of votes underway for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. Counting for Lok Sabha polls and assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha to be taken up on Tuesday. GST collection in May grows by 10% year on year to 1.73 lakh crore rupees. And in cricket, opening match of T20 World Cup 2024 between US and Canada underway at Dallas in America. Ahead of counting for Lok Sabha elections 2024 on Tuesday, private TV news channels and other agencies have issued figures of exit polls. Most of the exit polls indicate that BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, NDA, is set to retain power in the Lok Sabha elections. The exit polls suggest the NDA could secure a two-thirds majority in the 543-member Lok Sabha, surpassing the simple majority threshold of 272 seats. Multiple pollsters are predicting a return of the Narendra Modi-led NDA government, winning over 350 seats. The opposition's INDI alliance will get somewhere between 125 and 150 seats in the Lok Sabha elections. The Lok Sabha elections 2024 have witnessed a direct fight between the BJP-led NDA and the Congress-led INDI alliance. The ruling BJP is hopeful of a third straight term under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the opportunistic INDI alliance failed to strike a chord with the voters. He alleged that they are casteist, communal and corrupt. He said this alliance aimed to protect a handful of dynasties, failed to present a futuristic vision of the nation. Mr. Modi said through the campaign they only enhanced their expertise on one thing, Modi bashing. He said such regressive politics has been rejected by the people. A voter turnout of 62.36% has been recorded in the 7th and final phase of Lok Sabha elections for which polling was held yesterday. In this phase, polling was held in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over 7 states and 1 union territory. These include 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 in Bihar, 6 in Odisha, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 parliamentary constituency in Chandigarh. In Bihar, 51.92% voter turnout was recorded, while Chandigarh registered 67.9%, Himachal Pradesh 70.05% and Jharkhand 70.66% voting. In Punjab, 61.32% of polling was recorded, while in Uttar Pradesh it was 55.59% and West Bengal registered 73.79% voter turnout. In Odisha, the voter turnout remained 70.67%, where simultaneous polling was also held for the remaining 42 assembly seats. A total of 904 candidates were in the frame this 7th and last phase of Lok Sabha elections. Prominent among them are Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi, party leaders Anurag Singh Thakur, Ravi Shankar Prasad and Kangana Ranaut, Congress leader Manish Tiwari and Vikramaditya Singh, RJD leader Meesa Bharti and Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee. In addition, assembly by-elections for 6 constituencies in Himachal Pradesh and 1 seat each in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal was also conducted yesterday. This 7th phase marked a grand finish to the world's largest polling marathon that began on the 19th of April. The Election Commission in a statement said, polling across the country was held smoothly and peacefully across 7 phases. The Commission, led by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, kept a close watch on every aspect of the poll process during the 7th phase general elections. It said stringent security measures were in place, creating a conducive environment for voters to cast their vote without fear or intimidation. The Commission added that with meticulous advance planning and rigorous training of election officials, Elections this time have seen a drastic reduction in the number of re-polls, demonstrating the robustness of the election process. The counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections will take place on Tuesday. The Election Commission has extended profound gratitude to voters, political parties, polling machinery and everyone involved in making voting a stellar success. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Subir Singh Sandhu and the Commission, are deeply humbled by the voters who made it to the polling station, overcoming many challenges and dilemmas they might have. The Commission said the massive participation in the democratic exercise reaffirms the democratic ethos and spirit of India. The importance of votes cast by centenarians, the elderly, persons with disabilities and transgenders are an inspiration to many, especially the youngsters, who will take forward democracy further. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has commended the Election Commission of India, ECI, for their exemplary efforts in ensuring a smooth and fair electoral process. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, their dedication and meticulous planning have been crucial in upholding the integrity of Indian democracy, allowing citizens across the nation to vote with confidence and security. He said that the country's electoral process is something every believer in democratic values takes inspiration from. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has provided central forces to prevent any post-poll violence based on assessment provided by the states and central observers. Sources said Andhra Pradesh and West Bengal have been provided with security forces for 15 days after counting day. Similarly, Uttar Pradesh, Odisha, Sikkim, Arunachal Pradesh have been provided security forces till 2 days after counting day. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Election results of the world's largest democracy by the oldest and the most trusted broadcaster of the country.
On 4th of June, every minute's update of vote counting from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Know who took the lead and who trailed.
Accurate information from every seat. Who won and who lost.
Listen to what we, the people of India, decided.
Tune into Akashwani Gold and other Akashwani channels for Lok Nirnay 2024.
Counting of votes for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim assembly is underway. The counting in both the states began at 6 this morning. The term of the two assemblies is coming to an end today. Assembly and Lok Sabha elections in the two northeastern states were held simultaneously on the 19th of April. Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly constituencies, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. 24 counting centres have been set up across the state, and we have more from our correspondent.
Over 200 officials have been deployed in 24 counting centers across the state. 27 observers and 289 micro-observers have been deployed for a smooth counting process. Arunachal Pradesh went to simultaneous polls for its two Lok Sabha seats and legislative assembly in a single phase on April 19. From the 60 assembly seats in the state, ruling BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. Among the 10 seats which BJP has won uncontested are the seats of Chief Minister Pema Khandu's Mukto Assembly seat and Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main's Chokam Assembly seats. Polling was held for 50 assembly seats with 133 candidates in fray. Rakesh Dole, Akashwani News, Itanagar.
In Sikkim, polling was held to elect 32 member state assembly. 6 centres have been set up across the state for counting of votes to decide the fate of 146 candidates. Prominent among them are incumbent State Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang and State Legislative Assembly Speaker Arun Kumar Upreti of Sikkim Krantikari Morcha, former Chief Minister Pawan Kumar Chamling and ace football player Baichung Bhutia of Sikkim Democratic Front, Chief Ministerial Candidate of newly floated Citizen Action Party Ganesh Kumar Rai and State Unit President of BJP D.R. Thapa. We spoke to Chief Electoral Officer of Sikkim D. Anand about the latest update on counting.
छह सेंटर है, एक एक डिस्ट्रिक्ट में एक एक सेंटर है और अभी फर्स्ट राउंड खत्म हो गया, सेकेंड राउंड चल रहा है और हमको ऐसा लग रहा है कि भाई 1 बजे या 2 बजे तक सब खत्म होना चाहिए.
Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly constituencies, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. Out of the remaining 50 seats, latest trends are available from 27 seats so far. They show Bharatiya Janata Party leading in 16, National People's Party ahead in 4, Nationalist Congress Party in 2, People's Party of Arunachal in 2, International Congress in 1, Independence in 2. In Sikkim, polling was held for 32 assembly seats. According to the latest trend of 28 seats, Sikkim Krantikari Morcha is ahead in 27, Sikkim Democratic Front is leading in 1. The counting of votes for Lok Sabha elections 2024 and state and legislative assemblies of Andhra Pradesh and Odisha and by-elections to assembly constituencies will be held on Tuesday starting 8 a.m. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had reviewed the counting day preparations with all Chief Electoral Officers and Returning Officers. The Election Commission said that the counting trends and results will be available on the ECI website at results.eci.gov.in. We spoke to Himachal Pradesh Chief Election Officer Manish Garg.
हिमाचल की चार पार्लियामेंट्री कॉन्स्टिट्यूएंसी और छह असेंबली बाय इलेक्शन हुए हैं. अकॉर्डिंगली हमारे 68 स्ट्रांग रूम्स हैं और 6 स्ट्रांग रूम्स हैं एसी के लिए. टोटल लोकेशन 31 लोकेशन हैं जहां पे काउंटिंग होगी. इसके लिए सभी इंतजाम पूरे किए गए हैं. सिक्योरिटी का 3-tier सिक्योरिटी जो प्रिस्क्राइब है वो रहेगी. इसमें सीएपीएफ, स्टेट आर्म्ड पुलिस और डिस्ट्रिक्ट पुलिस रहेगी. जो स्ट्रांग रूम्स हैं उनके लिए सीसीटीवी कवरेज का प्रावधान भी है. पोस्टल बैलेट की काउंटिंग 10 लोकेशन पे ही होगी. काउंटिंग में सबसे पहले जो है वो पोस्टल बैलेट की काउंटिंग स्टार्ट होगी और उसके हाफ एन आवर के बाद जो है वो ईवीएम की काउंटिंग स्टार्ट होगी.
The gross goods and services tax GST revenue for the month of May this year stood at 1,73,000 crore rupees. Ministry of Finance in a statement said that this represents a 10% year-on-year growth. Out of the total collection in the month of May, central goods and services tax is over 32,000 crore rupees, state goods and services tax is over 40,000 crore rupees, integrated goods and services tax is over 87,781 crore rupees, and cess is over 12,000 crore rupees. The ministry added that after accounting for refunds, the net GST revenue for the last month stands at 1,44,000 crore rupees, reflecting a growth of 6.9% compared to the same period last year. The ministry further informed that the gross GST collections in the financial year 2024-25 stood at 3,83,000 crore rupees. This represents an impressive 11.3% year-on-year growth, driven by a strong increase in domestic transactions and marginal increase in imports. The ICC T20 World Cup 2024 has begun in the USA today. The tournament is being jointly hosted by the USA and the West Indies. The opening match between the USA and Canada is underway at Grand Prairie Stadium in Dallas. Put into bat first, Canada scored 194 for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Prashant Kumar Sinha.
Thank you, Sunil. The Hindustan Times leads with the headline, Exit Polls Predict Big Win, Hat-Trick for Modi. The Times of India carries a photograph of women celebrating after voting at Tashi Gang, a tiny village in Lahaul Spiti district of Himachal Pradesh, hosting the highest polling station in the world. Hyderabad ceases to be a common capital from today and will be the capital of Telangana alone, reports The Hindu. The Indian Express reports that with the southwest monsoon intensifying in Kerala 2 days after its onset, several parts of the state have faced flooding and landslides. And finally, Indian origin Sunita Williams is set for her third space flight in NASA Boeing Starliner, reports the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Prashant. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Most exit polls predict landslide victory for BJP-led NDA in Lok Sabha elections. Over 62% polling recorded in 7th and final phase of parliamentary elections. Counting of votes underway for assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim. BJP leading in Arunachal Pradesh while SKM ahead in Sikkim. Counting for Lok Sabha polls and assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh and Odisha to be taken up on Tuesday. GST collection in May grows by 10% year-on-year to 1.73 lakh crore rupees. And in cricket, opening match of T20 World Cup 2024 between US and Canada underway at Dallas in America. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.